There's a brand new episode of WUNC's Songs We Love podcast coming up after this.
When you're ready to take a break from the work week, check out WUNC Music.
I take a ride out in the country.
It's a place to discover new music, now featuring NPR's World Cafe weeknights at 10.
Run away, let your heart be your guide.
WUNC Music on HD2, streaming on your phone, and now on your smart speaker. Find out more at WUNCmusic.org.
I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. All this year, we're asking people in the music community to pick a song they love that says something about our home state. It's part of our Come Here NC series.
All the places I have been to, all the things that I have seen, since I left my home to wander when I was just 15. Though the traveling was easy, still sometimes the road got rough, and by the time that I turned 35, I thought I'd seen enough.
The Krueger Brothers are brothers Jens and Uwe on guitar and banjo, and Joel Landsberg on bass. Jens and Uwe grew up in Switzerland, but their musical home is here in North Carolina. Soon after moving to the United States, they told WUNC what drew them to the music of this state.
That sounded really familiar. I mean, mountain music. Mountain people are all the same all over the world, as I suppose.
So you call it folk music here, but for us it's world music. And that's a big part of why we liked this music so much, because it has English folk songs in it as well as translated German folk songs. It has
Irish music.
It has all these different kinds of music.
Blues and ragtime music.
The Krueger Brothers moved to North Carolina to play this music, tour, and live near Doc Watson. It's a story that inspired Joe Newberry. He's a traditional musician and songwriter.
They exemplify to me the draw of North Carolina music. You know, North Carolina music, it's a regional, it's a state music, but most of the music that I know from North Carolina belongs to the world. And the Krueger Brothers in Switzerland knew about American music, and they moved to Wilkesboro to be close to this music.
The Krueger Brothers wrote a song about their love for Doc Watson and the music of our state. It's called Carolina in the Fall.
It's the story of their journey here.
But for me to settle down a while was not what God had planned. So one more time I left my home with suitcase in my hand. Oh, the journey took me far and wide across the deep blue sea. And now I know since I've been there where I was meant to be.
Uwe is the singer here. He's walking us through his travels and how he landed in Wilkes County in western North Carolina. This is the Krueger Brothers' signature song. They've founded a music and food festival, Carolina in the Fall. It's held each September in Wilkesboro, North Carolina.
I've seen sunsets on the ocean. I've seen the desert bloom. I've driven endless highways beneath the prairie moon. Yet the picture in my mind I see when I think about it all is the color of the leaves in Carolina in the fall.
Uwe and Jens Krueger have been performing since they were 12. The travel was a grind, though, and it took them away from their families for most of the year. They'd found an audience for their music in the United States and here in North Carolina.
For 30 years I've played the songs that Doc has taught to me, and the things that he had sung about I never thought I'd see. In the hills of Carolina, folks have opened up the door, and for the first time in my life I'm not a stranger.
It's a good story for sure, but Joe Newberry is also quick to point out that there's also a joy that comes when two brothers sing and play together.
It's like North Carolina has been home to some of the greatest sibling musicians. And so, and it still is, sometimes we just bring them in from a little bit further afield. Every time he takes that banjo out, every time Uwe takes the guitar out, they are just like kids at a candy store.
I've seen sunsets on the ocean, I've seen the desert blue. I've driven endless highways beneath the prairie moon. Yet the picture in my mind I see when I think about it all is the color of the leaves in Carolina.
Have fun, but they're also wildly accomplished musicians. Jens Krueger won the Steve Martin Prize for Excellence in Banjo and Bluegrass Music. He's the first musician born outside the United States to win the honor. As a result, he's also a sought-after teacher, and Newberry says he's effective.
He said, I'll never forget, he said, you know, students want to play like me. Well, they really can't play like me because I've played 8 hours a day for 30 years. And then he said, one of the greatest things ever, he said, but I can show them how to have as much fun as I do. And I just thought, well, this guy, I want to know this guy.
The Krueger Brothers are hosting their annual Carolina in the Fall Music and Food Festival September 20th and 21st in Wilkesboro, North Carolina. The Krueger Brothers are headlining the weekend and are joined this year by Chatham County Line, Balsam Range, Joe Newberry, and others. Joe Newberry plays banjo, guitar, and sings. He talked us through the Krueger Brothers song he loves called Carolina in the Fall.
In my mind I see when I think about it all is the color of the leaves in Carolina in the fall.
Joe plays traditional music, but like the Krueger Brothers, he also writes original music in the tradition. We asked him to play us one of his original songs to close out this episode of Songs We Love.
This song is called The Marks, and I wrote it with my friend Tim Stafford, who plays with the band Blue Highway. Tim and I had about a three-hour window. I was on my way someplace. I was driving through his town, and so we decided we were going to write a song together. So we sort of front-ended our session, and we were going back and forth about things that we might want to write about. And I was just getting a new guitar built, and I was mourning my old guitar not getting as much play. Because old guitars, old instruments, but old guitars, well, they take on our characteristics. And the other thing is, for old guitars, they smell so good. And so we were going back and forth on email, and I said, I really am interested in having something in there about the little divots on the neck of my old guitar from an old screw capo. There are three of them that somebody, they went on the second fret, the fourth fret, and the fifth fret. And those divots, my hand knows exactly where it is at all times because of that. And so anyway, we wrote a song called The Marks about old guitars.
I sat there a while, I didn't want to go in, but I finally opened the door of my car. I went in the church, there on a stand was my grandfather's old guitar. The smell of the wood filled the room like so many times before. Like he was saying, I'm not really gone, but boy, I can't play this box anymore. That guitar smelled like whiskey and tears, dust from dances, cigarette ashes, Old Spice and gin with herringbone trim, but mostly it smelled like him. I took it home, I held it up to the light, and I saw things I'd never noticed before. I turned it over, I saw the marks of every belt he ever wore. The neck with its divots like valleys and hills, old frets worn from play. The finish was cracked. Grain saw daylight close as the last judgment day. The outside looked like cradle to grave, dust from dances and cigarette ashes. The top paper thin with spidery skin, so mostly it looked like him. All the marks, the proud battle scars of endless nights and nameless bars. He left his mark on country boys and old guitars. So now when I play it, I hear whiskey and tears, dust from dances and cigarette ashes. A long time to spend with a song that won't end, and mostly I sound like him. I try my best to sound like him.
That's Joe Newberry performing his song, The Mark, live in the WUNC Music Studios. This episode of the Songs We Love podcast is a part of our Come Here and See series. It's being produced in cooperation with the State Arts Council and their year-long Come Here and See campaign that celebrates the music of our state. Next time on the podcast, we'll hear about a song written after the International Bluegrass Music Association decided to make their home in Raleigh. After the first week-long conference and festival, Dave Wilson from Chatham County Line wrote this song. We're exploring North Carolina one song at a time with the Come Here and See series on the Songs We Love podcast. There are new episodes each weekend at wuncmusic.org, on iTunes, NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts.